Forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 75. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight, lows around 40, cloudy. Clear skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 47. A dusting of snow Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Kansas have been asked for their input at an upcoming public hearing on proposed updates to regulations to the state's dairy industry. According to the Kansas Department of Agriculture, the public hearing will be at 10 a.m. on Thursday, November 2nd, in order to discuss the adoption of proposed regulations and updates to modernize the dairy industry. The current regulation that would update references for a grade A pasteurized milk ordinance is in need of revisions in order to reflect the standards established by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. In other news, a former Kansas State legislator by the name of Aaron Coleman recently lost re-election after accusations of abuse by a former girlfriend and an arrest after assaulting his brother. Coleman is now trying to revive his political career by running for a school board seat in Wyandotte County. In campaign ads, Coleman has said that his top two priorities are mental health and preventing bullying. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bedliners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bedliners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
With local elections all across the state coming up, Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab spoke with WIBW about how important these elections are.
Tell 18-year-olds this all the time. You don't vote for school board members, but your school board took away sports one year, remember? You know, this is your chance to say whether or not you agreed with that. And once you're 18, you are now a shareholder in your community. And if you don't vote, somebody else's vote gets more credit.
Secretary Schwab also mentioned that in order to learn the system when it comes to voting, people should become poll workers, especially young people.
Because we do use technology in elections, just helps us keep integrity, because avoid human error. And teenagers are great with technology. It's so intuitive to them.
He also discussed the potential of a presidential preference primary, which will see the state of Kansas switch from a caucus system, which is run by the parties, to a primary system, which is run by the government. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Medicaid Listening Tour Crossing Nebraska is highlighting some upcoming changes to Medicaid. Big changes are coming in 2024 for Medicaid users, mainly that people have three plans to choose from, along with an extension of coverage and changes to dental services. Users will be able to find more and apply for benefits about Medicaid services through the iServe Nebraska website. In other news, Nebraska is joining 40 other states in suing Meta, the owner of Facebook and Instagram. There are a total of 33 states, including Nebraska, that have filed a federal lawsuit in Northern California. And there are another 7 states, along with the District of Columbia, that are filing separate state lawsuits against Meta. These filings are alleging that Meta designed social media platforms knowingly to be addictive and damaging to teens and young people.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council Monday evening considered applicants for the interim city administrator position with plans to Zoom interview 3 of the 5 applicants that have submitted resumes. They include Jeff Peterson, who is city administrator at Flandreau, South Dakota, Kendall Francis, who is city administrator in Hutchinson, Kansas, and John Herrenstein, a municipal consultant. City Council at the early October meeting discussed placement of decorations at City Cemetery. After a recent question of the matter at a previous meeting, each stone may have only one decoration in the grass in addition to a current war marker. This is one decoration per stone, not per person buried. If staked in the ground, these must be solid steel, at least 3/8 inch diameter. No wooden or plastic device is allowed. Memorial Day decorations are acceptable to be removed by June 10th, and more decorations allowed November through March, as there's no mowing or trimming in the winter. This option was approved 5-3, with Throm, Behrens, and Bikeman voting no. Washington City Council held a special meeting at the Munchkinland Playground Monday to view the site and consider improvements. A recent inspection of the facility built in 2000 revealed a number of concerns, and discussion included whether to repair or replace the structures. An estimate 2 years ago came in at $55,000 and would likely be a shorter-term solution, while a similar new facility could run upwards of $400,000 or more. A playground committee has been designated and is considering alternates for a $100,000 bequest earmarked for the project. They will further discuss additional fundraising prospects, and the Washington City Council will take the matter up at their November meeting. It's hoped that if fundraising is pursued, that process could begin before year-end. No decisions were made. Marshall County Public Works advising that the bridge south of Alcove Spring on East River Road is now open. A bridge a mile west of Valitz on Tumbleweed Road was closed until further notice after a fertilizer spreader crossing the 3-ton structure Saturday collapsed it. Options are being considered. Marysville Chamber and Main Street hosted a roundtable Tuesday regarding employee recruitment challenges. And based on feedback, a similar follow-up roundtable focusing on small businesses is planned Tuesday, November 7th at the Wagon Wheel at 8 a.m. 51st Annual Black Squirrel Night is Thursday in downtown Marysville. Trunk or treat beginning at 5. Window guessing and activities at Kester House Gardens run 5 until 7. Footloose dance performance at 6 between 7th and 8th Streets, and youth through adult costume contest hosted by Pony Express Partnership for Children begins at 6:30 Thursday evening in downtown Marysville. They'll also be serving the traditional black squirrel donuts outside the Chamber Main Street office, and there will be several food vendors downtown as well. Valley Heights, Hanover, and Centralia will not have classes Friday. Their volleyball teams head to the state tournaments. Week 9 football games for these schools Thursday evening. Hanover at Lakeside at 6. Valley Heights hosting Whitewater Remington at 7. A car seat check is planned Saturday at the Marshall County Health Department, currently at 1500 Sutter Street. The car seat check from 10 until noon. And the department will also participate in the annual National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day from 10 to 2 on Saturday, which provides a safe, convenient, and responsible means for disposing of unused or outdated prescription drugs. Frankfort Haunted Hayrack Walking Trail and Fall Fest, which was planned this weekend, is being rescheduled a week later to November 4th due to the inclement weather forecast. Maureen Hendricks, age 72, of Topeka, formerly of Axtell, passed away October 11. Massive Christian burial this Friday, October 27. Vigil service at 10, service at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in St. Bridget Cemetery north of Axtell, with the Axtell-Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Maureen Hendricks.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifley Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifley Funeral Home.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High temperatures still looking to run milder than average here yet for this afternoon, with our high temperatures this afternoon looking to reach up into the middle part of the 70s, but a much cooler stretch of weather expected for Friday and especially into your upcoming weekend as a strong cold frontal boundary works in from the west for the day on Friday. Still can't rule out a slight chance for some showers for tonight with lows in the upper 30s. Then those cooler temperatures arriving already for Friday with gradually decreasing cloud cover. We're back into the upper 40s for high temperatures. Only expecting upper 30s for highs though into your upcoming weekend. And even cold enough that some rain could even mix with some wet snowflakes as we head later into the day on Saturday and especially Saturday night, where overnight lows look to drop back into the middle 20s. And for Sunday, still that lingering chance for a light rain snow mixture, upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature, late October 65, record high on this date 89. The average low 40 and the record low 24. Sunrise this morning 7:47, sunset this evening 6:36. Trace of precipitation overnight.
If your mom ever told you to stop making a face or it would freeze that way, she may have been onto something. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 26th, the 299th day of the year. Actress Rita Wilson shares a birthday with game show host Pat Sajak, and the infamous gunfight at the OK Corral was on this day in 1881. Humans are hardwired to read facial expressions, even if it's only on a subconscious level. And researchers have now found that others can detect if we are rich or poor based only looking at our face. Neutral expressions were used for the study, but it seems that lifelong attitudes and emotions have a way of etching themselves into our countenance. Researchers say as early as your late teens, there's enough evidence to guess your social or economic status. Fair or not, it can have a lifelong impact on careers and social relationships. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Hi, everybody. My name is Bethany. Tone Valley Developmental Services is looking for committed, ambitious, caring individuals to come help out our team.
Here's your chance to work with people with disabilities. We can really use your help.
Positions are in a home-like setting, and we offer sign-on bonuses, paid vacation, health insurance, and a retirement package.
Apply for a full-time or part-time position at Greenleaf or Beatty location,
or online at twinvalleyfriends.com/jobopenings.
Be a part of our Twin Valley family. We'd love to have you.
Join us as we welcome Tractor Supply to Marysville. You're invited to celebrate with savings. Everything you need for the farm and home with the advice you need for every job. The grand opening sale is underway. They'll be hosting a grand opening Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., with KNDY broadcasting live as well. Lots of fun, lots of giveaways, and lots of excitement. We'll see you during the grand opening and the grand opening celebration Saturday at Tractor Supply in Marysville.
4-H for you.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from B&W Electric, Christy Anders Funeral Home, Andy's Hardware and Lumber, and Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Hi, my name is Norman Jurgensen, and I am a member of the Boris Boosters 4-H Club. My favorite part of 4-H is getting to experience growth for myself and all of my projects, from goats to baking and civic engagement. However, I also get to help other people experience their own growth through the leadership project. I am able to help younger members accomplish goals. Please consider checking out your local 4-H club and see what kind of growth you or your child could have.
My name is Chelsea Baker, and I am in the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. The past 5 years, I have grown to enjoy showing goats at the fair. 4-H teaches me leadership and confidence.
4-H creates real opportunity for kids across Kansas and across the country, creating a space for learning, connecting, and belonging. Providing youth a place to feel valued, heard, and connected, 4-H is more than a feeling. 4-H provides empowering experiences that create confidence and fosters a sense of real belonging for kids everywhere. Kansas 4-H groups are building the next generation of leaders for our communities. To join a 4-H group or find out how you can be involved, visit kansas4-h.org or reach out to your local extension agent.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from B&W Electric, Christy Anders Funeral Home, Andy's Hardware and Lumber, and Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
4-H.
Everyone at CMT Designs knows the Nemaha Central High School fall sports teams have the drive, skill, and dedication to go far this season, and we'll be cheering for the athletes every step of the way. Good luck, boys and girls, and go Thunder! From CMT Designs, vinyl screen printing and more, creating memories together. Axtell Truss Manufacturing Incorporated knows everyone can count on the Axtell Eagles fall sports teams to raise the roof at this week's events. The talented athletes have worked and practiced hard, so go for the wins, guys and girls, and good luck from your proud fans at Axtell Truss Manufacturing Incorporated.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The American Athletic Conference has voted to add Army to the 2024 season strictly for football. But with Navy joining the conference, the Army-Navy game will remain a non-conference game. Army will be replacing SMU, who is headed to the Atlantic Coast Conference, to keep the American a 14-team football league. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Justin Ross has been formally charged with two misdemeanors, one for domestic battery and the other for criminal damage, between $1,000 and $25,000. A 911 call had a woman's voice saying that Ross was dragging her across the home all over the floor. The woman was Ross's ex-girlfriend, who appeared in court to ask the judge to not let Ross contact her again. Court officials nor police have clarified specifics of the situation, and the Chiefs have not made a further comment. Mid-America Network Sports.
Every year, hundreds of people die on Kansas roads. Be aware of your surroundings.
Read all traffic signs. Always wear your seatbelt. Keep your eyes on the road. Every child needs to be properly restrained. Slow down. These simple steps can help save your life. A message from the Kansas Department of Transportation and this station.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
The Jayhawk soccer program has been led by Mark Francis since 1998, and after 25 years, he is retiring. His career record at KU was 262-249. He was just the third KU women's soccer coach in the history of the program. The school's athletic director, Travis Goff, said that a national search for the new leader will begin immediately. After missing a handful of games with his back being tight, KU quarterback Jalen Daniels is progressing through his back tightness and is remaining optimistic for a return this season, along with head coach Lance Leipold saying that he remains encouraged but is still doubtful for the matchup this weekend against the number 6 Oklahoma Sooners. KU point guard DeJuan Harris Jr. has been recognized as one of the best point guards in the nation, as one of the 20 players in contention for the Bob Cousy Guard of the Year Award. Last year, he won Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year while averaging 8.9 points per game, 2.5 rebounds per game, 6 assists per game, a couple of steals a game, and throughout his career, he has played in 106 games with 77 starts.
2023-24 K-State men's basketball single game tickets are on sale now.
The Wildcats are headed for the
National Coach of the Year, Jerome Tang, and your Cats are back in Bramlett starting November 1st.
Jerome Tang, what a job he's done in year one.
Fans are going crazy.
Don't wait. A limited number of tickets remain. Reserve your seat now.
Where would you rather be than Bramlett's Coliseum?
From here on out, expect to win.
Week 9 high school football pairing set. Several games moved to Thursday night as their teams head for state volleyball, including 4-4 Hanover at 6-2 Lakeside, Thursday at 6, live on FM 95.5. 6-2 Valley Heights will host 2-6 Whitewater Remington Thursday at 7. Marysville, 3-5, is at Heston, 4-4 on Friday at 7, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. 7-1 Centralia is host to 3-5 Oskaloosa. Undefeated Axtell will host 4-4 Blue Valley. 6-2 Frankfort is at home to 1-7 Wakefield.
Our KNDY featured game of the week catches the Hanover Wildcats traveling to face the Lakeside Knights on Thursday evening in the first round of playoff action. In a rematch from last year,
you can get a little bit of stuff schematically, but at the same time, you know, like it's a completely different preparation, you know, from one year to the next.
The Wildcats look to pick up a playoff win Thursday night. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. on KNDY FM 95.5.
Hanover Valley Heights and Centralia volleyball teams advance to state this Friday and Saturday. KNDY will have live coverage of both the Hanover and Valley Heights matches on FM 95.5. Hanover 32-6 is the number 4 seed in 1A Division 2 and faces 5th seed Wheatland Grinnell 33-7 Friday 10 a.m. Then 8th seed Buckland 24-18 Friday at noon. And top seed Lebo 36-2 Friday at 3 at Emporia's White Auditorium. Valley Heights 28-11 is number 7 seed in 2A and faces 2nd seed Inman 35-4 Friday at 4:30. 3rd seed Hoxie 33-4 at 5:30. 6th seed St. Mary's Colgan 29-11 Friday at 7:30 at Dodge City. Again, Hanover and Valley Heights volleyball matches live on KNDY FM 95.5. State cross-country meet Saturday in Lawrence. Marysville boys team won the Sabetha Regional last week. 5 finished in the top 25, led by Silas Miller, who finished runner-up. Brenner Pilsel was 11th, Mason Rader 12th. Axtell boys team was runner-up at Regional. They run in state at Wamego. They were led by Grady Bussing, runner-up in Regionals. Gavin Shaughnessy finished 6th.
Bring on the curse. Single game tickets for K-State women's basketball are on sale now.
She got it! She got it! The NCAA!
the NCAA single game scoring record holder, Ayoka Lee, in person.
So another one, long 25 footer. Bang! There it is!
Look at that shot!
Cheer on your Cats and Bramlage and secure your ticket today.
The Frankfort Haunted Trails and Fall Fest for this Saturday, October 28th, have been postponed until next weekend, November 4th.
You know, sitting here, one of the things that you can do when you're trying to communicate with the spirits is you ask them for a sign. And if you think about it and you're quiet, and you focus, and you ask them to give you a sign. Sometimes you might hear a random knock, or something might move, or something might get knocked over. Maybe we should try that.
Marysville is a great place to live and have a family. However, there is a lot that goes on in this small town. Tonight, we're going to be looking into the creaks and bumps in the night. Some might say unexplainable. These are the paranormal stories of Marysville, Kansas.
To see all of our ghost stories, go to the Visit Marysville YouTube and Facebook page on October 26th.
Pick a few pansy flowers and add a smile to any occasion. No matter where you live, pansies provide color and in some cases fragrance to the gardening containers during the cooler months of the year. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Pick a few flowers and freeze them in ice cube trays to serve in your favorite beverage. They'll brighten any occasion, especially when snow is in the forecast. Set a few flowers on a bed of greens for unique flavor and added color, and use them to decorate cookies or cakes. The cheerful flowers will generate happy thoughts, and for some of us, a way to enjoy the last of this season's garden. Make candied pansies by painting the flowers with egg white that has been beaten until foamy. Add water if needed for even spreading. Then sprinkle the flower with sugar. Only use pansies and other edible flowers that have not been treated with pesticides. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Not many people write letters these days, opting for emails, texts, and the like. But this letter is one that is truly special. A letter from long ago, still inspiring kids today. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, but after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked, and that's why I help produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The letter from Anne Frank is dated April 29th, 1940. It begins,
"Dear Juanita, I did receive your letter and want to answer you as quickly as possible. Margot and myself are the only children in our house. Our grandma's living with us."
Janet Hessler shares the story and that letter from Danville Station, the library and museum that shares the letter of Anne Frank that she wrote to her pen pal here, Juanita Wagner. That letter arrived just before the Nazis invaded her home in Amsterdam. Janet shares more from what Anne wrote on the eve of war.
"I include a postcard from Amsterdam and shall continue to do that. Collecting picture cards, I have already about 800.
Although Anne Frank's letter was written in 1940, the elementary school here in Danville continues writing to children around the world with an important goal that memorializes the lives of Anne and so many others.
"Our eighth graders each year do an international correspondence exchange as well. They're trying to collect 1.5 million postcards.
This small museum helps those students in collecting postcards and displaying them as part of a memorial at this museum.
Anne collected postcards. She related that in the letter that she had written to Danville. She sent a postcard. And so that's why they decided to collect postcards in memory of the children."
The museum here presents a timeline of the Second World War, sharing what was happening with Anne Frank's family living in Amsterdam and what was taking place simultaneously in Danville, Iowa. There's a replica of the attic where Anne and her family hid, and the letter from so long ago is on display. the only place allowed to display a reproduction of it. Anne's letter concluded,
"Hoping to hear from you, I remain your Dutch friend, Annelise Marie Frank."
And in a sense, the students of this town carry on young Anne Frank's desire to connect with others, to explore the world, and learn from others, whether you are able to travel or if you simply share a letter. It's an important mission that continues here. Drive from the Countryside in Danville, Iowa. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction Friday, October 27th, with 450-plus acres in three tracts in Marshall County, selling for the D. Harries Trust. Tract 1 is 157 acres, more or less, in Franklin Township, 136 acres cropland, including 16 CRP, a mile east of the elevator and a half mile south of U.S. 36 on 17th Road. Tract 2 is 160 acres, 127 planted, 8 CRP and the balance in waterways and remnants of a farmstead on 17th Road, 2 miles south of U.S. 36. Tract 3 is 136 acres, more or less, 97 planted with 13 CRP, some creek bottom along Corn Dodger Creek, located 6 miles west of Frankfort to 15th Road, then south 2 miles to Yonder Road. These land is located in a good farming community and should merit serious consideration of anyone wanting an individual unit or add-on acres. For inspections or details, contact Rob Olmsted, Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Rob Olmsted and Tom Olmsted will be the auctioneers. Sale date Friday, October 27th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center.
Horses love the taste and smell of fallen leaves, but they shouldn't be eating them. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Dead leaves and other yard waste can give your horse a bad tummy ache, or worse, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
When you rake your leaves and other yard waste, don't throw it over the pasture fence. It should be disposed of or composted in an area far away from horses and other livestock so they don't eat it and get sick. Ann Swinker is an extension horse specialist at Penn State University. She says wilted leaves from trees such as cherry, plum, and black walnut have compounds in them that are toxic to horses. And it's not just tree leaves. Almost all ornamentals have some kind of detrimental effect on them.
Your petunias, your daffodils, yew shrubbery is just like one or two bites is enough to kill a horse or a cow. Lily of the valley is extremely toxic. Rhododendron, extremely toxic. Red maple is very, very toxic to horses.
Toxicity isn't the only issue with yard waste. Dead leaves don't sit well in a horse's belly.
So a lot of people will rake this up and want to use it for bedding or throw it in there for just enough extra roughage for them to eat, save grass. And because the leaves are so dense, you know, like if you pile them up and compost them, how heavy they get when they get wet, it'll do that in the gut and it'll cause compaction and you'll get compaction colic.
Feeding dense leaves and grass clippings can become stuck in the esophagus and lead to choking. It's painful and uncomfortable for the horse. A choking horse will hang its head low with saliva and masticated feed coming out of the nostrils. You'll have to call your veterinarian right away, but it's usually treated with few complications. You'll find a list of plants that should not be fed to horses at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Wishes the best of luck to the Pawnee City High School scholars as they prepare for their academic events and competitions this week. The students spend many hours studying for core classes and getting ready to take the ACT, SAT, and other college entrance exams. From Althea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
A National Co-op Month nod to ag and rural cooperatives today on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Steer it for pass-to-pass accuracy. Plant it with unrivaled planter and seed control. Apply it, ensuring precise coverage across the field. Harvest it for simple unloading on the go. Manage it for 24/7 data access in real time. For every farm and field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Farm. Farm cooperatives are big business here in the U.S. of A. So says Doug O'Brien, head of the National Cooperative Business Association.
A lot of people probably know, but maybe not everybody, that Land O'Lakes is a cooperative. The biggest cooperative in the country actually is CHS. The second biggest cooperative is Dairy Farmers of America. And then a lot of the brand names, Florida's Natural Orange Juice, Ocean Spray, Blue Diamond, these are all businesses that are owned and controlled by farmers. Those profits are going back to those small towns and back to those farm counties.
O'Brien says new rural-focused cooperatives are being formed for things like rural broadband and
child care, or taking care of the elderly or the disabled in homes. And there's such a great need, and some rural places, there's even a crisis trying to figure out how to take care of these.
As a business model, says O'Brien, cooperatives have been an economic boon in farming communities and beyond.
A model that has made such a huge impact in people's lives, in their businesses, and has so much more potential to solve problems today and into the future.
Learn more at ncba.coop. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the dairy market has been extremely volatile lately, especially with the expansion here across the Mid-America region and even in the state of Kansas, as the dairy market has seen some significant shifts over the past 2 years, especially with Ben Lane, the senior dairy analyst at Terrain. It says that the years have brought changes in production, exports, pricing, and other factors that have forced the dairy industry to adapt and innovate. And the dairy market has seen some significant shifts over the past 2 years, especially with 2022 and 23 standing out as distinct chapters in the industry's history.
2022 was great, largely because exports were so strong, and especially cheese. We had a big advantage in terms of really strong cheese exports, which is not the norm for the industry, but it's been a positive trend. 2023, we saw those exports slow down for a few reasons, but mostly because we just kind of got priced out of the global market. So when those went away, we saw, you know, milk prices really suffer, and they dropped pretty quickly down to some pretty dismal lows that triggered a lot of insurance payments and DMC programs to levels that we hadn't seen before. So I think, you know, we've learned more lessons about how we have come through these 2 years and how volatility is probably, you know, here to stay. It's going to be a fact of life, and we're going to have to figure out how to manage that going forward, especially as we become more reliant on global markets.
He goes on to say the ever-changing dynamics of the dairy market has led to several different significant shifts in production and operations.
Well, we've seen a lot of shifts. I mean, we're always sort of going through consolidation in various forms, but it is something that we're seeing, you know, people start to position how they make milk and look at efficiencies, especially when you have kind of limitations on your ability to grow milk production. So we're not just in nonstop growth mode because you've got a lot of base programs, you've got other things in place that are limiting production expansion. So we're forced to look at kind of new ways of getting benefits from scale and looking at things like dairy on beef cross and all sorts of new ways to sort of improve our efficiency and manage in this new era.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Whether you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, think Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience in the real estate and auction business, their licensed staff is eager to assist you.
Plus, they've been in business in South Central Kansas for 25 years, so they know the area.
Residential, commercial, agricultural, or recreational land, contact your area hometown real estate and auction professionals at Floyd Auction and Real Estate at 620-532-1887 or go online to FloydSells.com.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
coyotes, bobcats, and dogs are a predation problem for livestock producers. There are things you can do to protect your animals on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Unlocking your soil's full potential starts here with a true vertical tillage solution. The all-new Great Plains VT 1100 Turbo Max, re-engineered with a boulder frame and finishing attachment options like a double basket and chopper reels. The VT 1100 delivers greater versatility and performance. Plus, use adjustable gangs for cross-season soil management and add implement command for at-your-fingertips control. Visit your local Great Plains dealer or greatplainsag.com to learn more. Great Plains, harvest starts here.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Livestock producers lose thousands of sheep, lambs, and other animals to predators, leading to millions of dollars in losses. Coyotes, bobcats, even domestic dogs are enemy number one. Charlie Lee is a wildlife management expert at Kansas State University. He says how you control predators depends on the species you're trying to protect and the predators you have around. But there are some non-lethal ways to make your livestock harder to get at.
The very first one, and the one that science has showed to be the best, is corral livestock at night. That sounds pretty simple and it's pretty easy, but unfortunately a lot of people don't do it. Then the next, I would say, would be some sort of a secure perimeter fence. Next would probably be a guardian animal. And then I would go to some sort of a frightening device.
Sometimes all you need is a good fence. Lee recommends electrified poly netting.
It's inexpensive. It's very good at keeping predators out. It's light and it's easy to put up, so you can move it around. If you're using it for a night pen, you can move it around in the pasture some.
Lee says to have calving and lambing facilities near buildings where there's human activity. Don't have your livestock where you can't keep an eye on them. Rough, brushy pastures are perfect hiding spots for predators, and it's easier for them to snatch animals in rough terrain than it is on flat ground. If these methods don't work, you may need to resort to trapping and shooting predators, but be sure to check on any local or state regulations. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about preventing livestock predation at agriculture.com.
Join us as we welcome Tractor Supply to Marysville. You're invited to celebrate with savings, everything you need for the farm and home, with the advice you need for every job. The grand opening sale is underway. They'll be hosting a grand opening Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., with KNDY broadcasting live as well. Lots of fun, lots of giveaways, and lots of excitement. We'll see you during the grand opening and the grand opening celebration Saturday at Tractor Supply in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we move through a Thursday today, we are still seeing things kind of mixed on the board right now. Grain's been moving in the downward direction as the day's gone along here. We'll see how we close in just a little bit. December corn is still teetering right now. December corn down 0.75 cents in the red to 4.79 1/4. March corn is down by 0.75 cents at 4.93 3/4. In the wheat market, they are still mostly higher right now. December KC wheat's up by 4.5 cents to 6.53 1/2. March KC wheat up by 4.75 cents to 6.64 1/4 cents. Oats market, they are mixed right now. December oats down 3.25 cents to 3.90 even. March oats are down by 2 cents at 4.09 1/4. Some of the later futures are slightly in the red. Over in the soybeans, a little bit lower here as November beans are down 6 cents at 12.82 1/4. January beans down 6 1/4 at 13.02 1/4. The meal market slightly mixed with December up $1.20 to 4.30 40 cents. The January down 60 cents at 4.16 70. And the soybean oil for December is in the red, 77 cents at 51.84. January is down 63 cents at 51.14. In the canola market, November canola is down at $10.30 at 6.67 80. And a little bit of green in the cotton market with December's up 79 cents to 84.60. March up 65 cents at 86. $2.16 overall. U.S. dollar index for December in the green, 22 cents at 106.57. The March index up 31 cents at 106.28. The euro right now sitting at 105 and the British pound at 121. 30-year bonds for December in the green just over a point at 109.22. And the 10-year notes for December are up slightly at 106.10. Right now, still mostly lower in the stock market with the Dow Jones down 255 points at 32,780. The S&P is down 52 points at 4,134. And the NASDAQ down 255, sitting at 12,565. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
An exciting era of Shocker basketball is right around the corner with new head coaches Paul Mills and Terry Nooner leading this year's men's and women's teams. Take in the electric sights and sounds of Charles Koch Arena as a season ticket holder and be rewarded with a collector's replica of the arena. Plus, there are all sorts of new game day improvements coming to your house on the prairie, including fan-friendly concession pricing, simplified entry into the arena, and thrilling enhancements to the game presentation. Join Shocker Nation and reserve your season tickets in the Roundhouse by calling 316-978-FANS.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop Insurance Protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that Crop Insurance provides and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Alfalfa producers have many things to take into consideration when it comes to insects in their fields this fall. K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discusses what producers can consider with alfalfa weevils, aphids, and potato leaf hoppers. He begins by discussing the most significant pests to the plant and management possibilities.
The alfalfa weevils are most serious pests in alfalfa. I mean, you just about have to treat with an insecticide in that first cutting or you're going to donate the majority of it to the alfalfa weevil. The theory is, and it's really a good idea, the weevil adults are at their lowest population level right now. So if you spray the adults, they can't lay eggs, which is what they're doing in the fall and the winter. They don't have any eggs. They don't have any larvae. If they don't have any larvae, there's no feeding on your alfalfa in the spring, right? Great idea. The problem with that is the alfalfa weevil adults are very mobile. The insecticides that are labeled for alfalfa weevils right now last anywhere from 10 to 14 days. The adults are mating. They're laying eggs. They insert the egg inside the stem. If you don't kill the adult, you're not going to kill the eggs. The eggs won't hatch until sometime in the spring. So when do you spray? If you spray, you know, now, it's going to last 2 weeks, but then the adults might move in November, December. That's the problem, deciding when to treat. We really don't recommend fall treatments, and the alfalfa weevils, they're active from now until spring, anytime temperatures are over 45 degrees. So it's just a tough situation.
Whitworth mentions a misconception with aphids causing damage to alfalfa this time of year.
There are some aphids out there now, the spotted alfalfa aphid and pea aphids. So what few aphids there are out there feeding on the drying alfalfa makes it look like they're causing the damage. The aphids that are out there are mostly adults, so they're not going to feed as much. And it takes a lot of aphids to actually cause a problem with alfalfa. I really recommend not spraying for aphids.
Producers could still be seeing potato leaf hoppers impacts in their fields, even though the bug might not be there.
Classical potato leaf hopper damage where you get the yellowing at the tip of the leaf, that's called hopper burn. But the question is, are not any bugs, which makes sense because potato leaf hoppers do not overwinter in Kansas. But that damage stays behind because as they feed, they leave a toxin in the plant. But the potato leaf hoppers are gone. And there's nothing you can do to rectify the hopper burn that's in the field. So I think it'll be all right. I have not seen enough that's going to reduce any stands of alfalfa.
That was Kansas State University crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth on what harmful effects alfalfa producers could be seeing in their fields from insects. Learn more about these insects from the Crop Insects in Kansas book that can be found at www.bookstore.ksre.ksu.edu. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Twin Rivers Ford is proud of the hard work and commitment of all the first responders. The knowledge, compassion, and empathy they show is deeply admired, and the dedication is inspiring. Thank you for all that you do to care for the communities. From all of your friends and supporters at Twin Rivers Ford in Fairbury. Blue Valley Door Company proudly salutes all first responders and says thank you for all the sacrifices and commitment to caring for the community you serve. Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice, we service and install all styles of doors and openers, seamless guttering as well, for farm, industrial, and residential doors and openers.
Library so big we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.